And here is the Writer's Almanac for Saturday. It's the 25th of January, 2014. It was on this day, 1959, the first transcontinental commercial flight took place, American Airlines Flight 2, leaving Los Angeles for New York City. A lot of cocktails were served on board. The passengers got drunk in the course of it. Fresh lobsters served and filet mignon. And a number of celebrities, including the 81-year-old poet Carl Sandburg, was aboard. It's the birthday of the inventor Ernst F.W. Alexanderson, born in Uppsala, Sweden, 1878. An electrical engineer, emigrated to this country, found work at General Electric, where he, in the very early years of the 20th century, developed a high-frequency alternator that could transmit on one continuous wave, a 75 kilohertz model. Finished it in the fall of 1906, and by Christmas Eve that year, it was used to transmit the first radio broadcast as we know it. Christmas Eve, wireless operators on ships at sea were told to listen in for a special message, who up to that time had only heard Morse code dots and dashes on their headphones. Suddenly they heard a human voice, and then O Holy Night played on a violin. It became known as the Alexanderson alternator. He went on to do important work in railway electrification and power transmissions and helped to develop early television. It was on this date in 1993 Sears Roebuck announced they would no longer publish their big, heavy catalog. It's the birthday of the poet Robert Burns, Alloway, Scotland, 1759, who gave us Auld Lang Syne and A Red, Red Rose, and many other poems. And it's the birthday of the author of Human Bondage, William Somerset Maugham, born in Paris, 1874. And it's the birthday of Virginia Woolf, born in London, 1882. Her doctor prescribed long walks as a remedy for depression, and it was on those walks that she conceived of many of her novels, including Mrs. Dalloway and To the Lighthouse. Here's a poem for today by Peter Everwine, A Story Can Change Your Life. On the morning she became a young widow, my grandmother, startled by a sudden shadow, looked up from her work to see a hawk turn her prized rooster into a cloud of feathers. That same moment, halfway around the world, in a Minnesota mine, her husband died buried under a ton of rockfall. She told me this story 60 years ago. I don't know if it's true, but it ought to be. She was a hard old woman, and though she knelt on Sundays when the acolyte's silver bell announced the moment of Christ's miracle, it was the darker mysteries she lived by. Shiver cry of an owl, black dog, by the roadside, a tapping at the door, and nobody there. The moral of the story was plain enough. Miracles become a burden and require a priest to explain them. With signs, you only need to keep your wits about you and place your trust in a shadow world that lets you know hard luck and grief are coming your way. And for that, so the story goes, any day will do. A Story Can Change Your Life, a poem by Peter Everwine, from Listening Long and Late, published by University of Pittsburgh Press, and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, publisher of Poetry Magazine, now available in a digital subscription for iPad and iPhone. Subscriptions at poetryfoundation.org/digitalmag. Engineered by Noah Smith, produced by Joy Biles. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.